All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the EG3 podcast. Yes, sir, Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, aka Fast Eddie. Another jam-packed running episode coming at you right now, folks, here in Kansas City, Missouri, north of the river. If you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen in your ears whenever you listen to this. This probably out Monday night or Tuesday, just to be on the safe side there as well. So I know I missed the window on the Friday night because I recorded an episode on as I'm sitting here recording this actually. On Saturday, March 28th, 2026, the last weekend of the month of March. Can y'all believe it's already the end of March? I feel like these 3 months of the first few months of the year, this 2026 year, calendar year, have gone by pretty fast. probably because I've been working so much. I don't know. But yeah, we're still getting runs, whatnot, on this side of the camp here as we prepare for what could definitely be a huge April for this podcast here. Got one more. We already signed up for 2 races. There's one more out there that I've talked about that's been on the bucket list for the last couple of years. And I think we're going to take care of that by the end of this weekend there for sure. So making sure I is dotted for that. But yes, running, sports, whatever important comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri here. Yes, I'm recording on Saturday. There's been a lot going on. And I was going to talk about the LA Marathon. Shout out my guy, Nathan Martin. there's been, you've been following this podcast, and I just talked about what happened in Atlanta, and there was another podcast that came out with their thoughts. Like, you guys are a little late. Wait, what's that? That happened. Now, yes, I have my topics late, but you guys are a little bit late to the party with that. There, I'm not going to mention who, but I did see that there. Obviously the professionals have their opinions on that and whatnot, but yeah, so you know my stance, and this happened in front of the field again, the LA Marathon, and there was a lot of controversy about, obviously the weather out there when this LA Marathon went down. A lot of people had to, they decided to cut it, their miles short, because of the weather. Now, again, I'm going to do a whole podcast on this too. With 18th of America, and I'm going to be up front and be blunt and say, no, 18 ain't a marathon. That 18 miles, that's a long run. That, I don't consider that. That, at this point, I can do 18 miles without somebody told me that I can go out in the marathon and BS it. I'm sure I can. I'm sure I can do that. At this point, the way my miles have been stacking up the last three years, honestly, since relocating up here, doesn't even include COVID year where I ran over 3,000 miles, something like that, where I was living in Manhattan, Kansas. So yeah, I could probably go in there, honestly, and do it, but I don't want to get punished for it. But I could probably sure BS one for sure. But I know, and the topic here for this episode is hills, because there. Shout out to some of my KC Smoke teammates out there rocking and rolling today. Their races today. One of them, Perry Spirit Trail races went down today, and I got a couple of friends that are still, I think they're still out doing the 100 miler. The last time I checked, I haven't checked since getting back to the EG3 conference. I'm going back out for dinner after recording this episode. So when this comes out, dinner will be eating, and it's like that. But today I did see, I don't know, this was new. Now I don't know, probably because it was the 75th anniversary. I don't know. This was in Perry Village today. Went down 5K on 75th on 75th, on 75th, something like that. Sorry, I apologize, I butchered it, but y'all know what I'm talking about. So it was through KC Running Company. I did see this. Now, Perry Village is on the other side of the border, Perry Village, Kansas. I gotta laugh because, yes, I've been falling on this before, tricked into doing a couple 5K races in the past. Not recently, but in the past, I've been tricked into that. Like, oh, yeah, the course flat and all that. But next thing you know, even I know out there, silly out there, because, yep, it's near, what's the high school called? I cannot think of it. But anyways, yeah, it's right there. A lot of the group runs out there in Prairie Village, when they go to this track, that's going to bother me. I don't know the name of the high school. I know it's a Prairie Village. But a lot of the group runs or groups out there go out there. I've been out there several times, do their speed work out there. And yeah, there's the Gnaw Road. All I can think of is not Gnaw Road, not Gnaw Avenue. Yeah, it's hills over there. Why? You run over there. You should know. That's like. I'm not trying to throw you in the bus or anything like that. Yes, that's honestly common sense right there. You sign up as a, now again. I understand if I haven't run it before, if I came before, yeah, I'm gonna go out there and, well, not at Prairie Village necessarily, but anywhere and go out there. But if I don't know, then sure, heck, I'll go out there and run it. But if you know, you've been out there before, I'm pretty sure you, not this individual, I'm sorry for throwing you in the bus, I know you listen to this podcast, but you, me, everybody else know it's hilly out over there, and not just over here, up here is hilly, and I'll get to Liberty in a minute, because a lot of the folks finished Liberty the half marathon today. Some people did a 10, others did the 5, a majority of people that I know did the half marathon today. I have a story behind that in a little bit, but you gotta know the course. That's like me saying out there, all right, let's just use the Kansas City half or full, whatever distance it is, for example, right? All right, so I was like, that's like me saying, all right, I'm gonna go do this KC half, which is, oh, by the way, in the fall. and what's the run of stress? All right, and then I come back and tell people that, oh, who told me that it was gonna be hot and had so much elevation? You gotta know what's going on. That's like a little bit being kind of nonchalant what's going on. You run all over there. everybody runs over there at some point or another. You can't come back and tell me there's no hills there. That don't make no damn sense. So I got a kick out of that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you ran on Gnaw and over in that area. Everybody got a vehicle. You can mix it up. You can come out. You can go down to where it's flat at, North Kansas City, or you can challenge yourself. Go to KC or whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's hill repeats. What I used to say on this podcast. You do what you do, right? I'm not gonna tell you what to do. Anyway, everybody has their own personality. Go out there, handle your business like everybody else is doing today. And yeah, just do your business. But that, I got a kick out of that, because you gotta know. That's like, again, that's what you see going out and saying, oh, I didn't know that this is gonna be this much elevation running this Kansas City Marathon, and you have seen other people do it and complain about it. I'm at a point where I'm just laughing at you folks. you probably laugh at me, but hey, I'm laughing at you guys not knowing course awareness. You're going out there, hey, she went out there and did her thing, baby. She went out there. Oh man, I get a kick out of that one. She went out there, still dominated. She went out there and won the female division. So I'm not gonna throw a name out there. I didn't throw a gender out there. I'm not gonna throw a name out there. I got a kick out of that. So it's like, I don't know if she was trying to be funny or be serious in the group text, in the group dialogue, but, you gotta know what you're doing out there. I don't know about that. Yeah, so, but definitely shout out some of my KC Smoke teammates out there just rocking and rolling. I am going to mention this person's name on the show, Reed Buchanan. Absolutely just, he's absolutely just tearing it up right now. He this morning did a 10K down in Arkansas, where I believe next weekend, Bentonville, there's the 5K and half marathon. That is still on the EG3 list. They ain't gonna happen this year. they ain't happening this year. But Bentonville is on the dock for the fall. I just want to throw that one out there. But yeah, he's out there killing it, dominating, and record, once again, records being taken down at Prairie View Trail again for, I believe, was the second year in a row. So I know a recent new KC Smoke teammate just obliterated that today as well. So yeah, man, continuing out here. It's early in the year. We're already out here breaking state records per usual. Right, we're on our usual time clock, baby. Out here dominating in the ultra game and taking down names with it. So yeah. I'm anxious to get back in a couple weeks, weekends. Actually, two Saturdays from now. I've been telling y'all, in this little stretch here, and it could. And speaking of hills, it's not breaking news yet. EG3 could be hopping in. Speaking of race hopping, oh yeah, EG3, he might be race hopping himself for this particular half. Not next month, the following month. So we got that. So I didn't mention that when we last talked about on the running front, when I talked about my race schedule. Now, obviously, the trolley, I said that, I mentioned that multiple times. That's there. The Rock the Parkway events, 2 weeks from Saturday, 2 weeks from today. When this podcast comes out, it'll be less than 2 weeks. Got that. So the anticipation of that is building. And, oh, boy, I got one eye on somebody in the 5K. I know I'm going to have to race. I'm not going to race this teammate. I know I'm going to have. I already got my eyes set on that. So, but yeah, it's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to that for sure. In town, that's in town, KC, Missouri. If you've been following this podcast, we have done half marathon. Woo! The crowd support throughout. Now, I don't know how it's going to be for the podcast. I don't know, but I know there's going to be people at the finish. I do know that, but other way, the 5K, I think it's still, you're still gonna get the crowd support. I think so, but I can rave about the crowd support, because obviously it's a local race, obviously, and a lot of people come out and support all the runners. So we missed out last year because we were in the Lake of the Ozarks. It happened, it fell on the same damn weekend. You know, this year with they were taking a timeout from that either. I want to say, what did I say about Lake of Ozarks last time? I want to say they were taking a break from that race for this year and bringing it. I think that was that. And so that allowed the original KCRC group to open up and say, hey, let's just compete where we do our runs at. And see, again, you got to know what you're. But again, this was brought up within the other group that I'm usually communicating with. and run with within the KCRC group, that, you know, hey, you know, you can do all this training on it, but when it's game time, it applies to the KC marathon / half marathon, 5K or 10K, whatever you decide to sign up later on this fall. It's the same thing. I mean, you can train on it, anything else like that, but again, the variables have to fall your way. And I have a couple of dear friends right now. They've been busting ass. They know who they talking about. They know who I'm talking about on the show. we ain't reading no names, but again, they've been busting their ass. I'm excited for them. To see how, I think they're gonna do very, very well. So sitting here, I got confidence in them. They're gonna do very, very well. They put in the time. They busted. They even changed their training method. I think this is their first time actually following a plan. Speaking of following plans, but yeah, So I'm anxious to see how they're going to do. I think they're going to do just fine. I think they're going to rock out. They're going to rock it out. I'll be waiting for them. Hey, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing half. But I could. Like I said, I could definitely jump in and do the half. But decided, you know what, let's change it up and do this 5K. And let's see what we can do. I thought I did a 5K a couple years ago. Maybe not. But we've done this podcast has done the half marathon twice. Fast times, and I think this 5K is going to be fast as well. Fast time for me for sure, and we might be in the mix for sure. I said on that. So we'll see what happens. Very anxious. I shouldn't say it, that. Anxious, excited, anxious. I'm always excited and anxious for 5K there as well. But yeah, changing things up a little bit, throwing a curveball at y'all, and could potentially hop into this other half that I have not done since relocating up here to KC. That's a clue right there for, that's a cliffhanger I'm going to leave right there for y'all. The EG3 podcast rolls on here on a Saturday afternoon. Eddie Greer, Elite Eight action about to happen right now. We will know the final four once Sunday, once the book closes on Sunday there. Eddie Greer here for the podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. This bipolar spring weather and definitely in session. As well, it was cold. It was cold this morning while I was out doing my track. I was finally able to get. I moved it myself, but I've already told my coach that move the speed work so I had more time, because in the mornings all of a sudden now I just don't have the time. Now the runs, the three to four mile, I can get in for damn sure. But the speed work, I can't. If it's in the morning, I can't get it in. I need that extra time to get it in. I'm a morning person, so I need that time to get it in. And so, like, you know what, I've already had that mindset. Let's just go ahead and punt it to Saturday morning. I can get this thing in, and that way I can somewhat at least take my time, get it in what I need to do, even though it goes by fast. Get it in, get it done. So that's what I decided to do. Get that in, and tomorrow I could very well just go out there, just run my Sunday long run in the morning before work. Yeah, I did change my schedule. Finally. Saturdays are back open, and that means I got to work on Sunday. Well, I'll be off for the for the trolley run. That's for sure there as well. So he already put the schedule out for the entire month of April. So we're gonna just take that off, and we got a potential another race that same weekend that I've been throwing out there for the last couple of shows. So we got that. So we're gonna have three races in April, at least potentially one, at least one of the clue race that I've been talking about in May, at least that. And then I also, have I mentioned this on the show yet? Probably not, but the Flash Dash. Speaking of scheduling things on the same day, I mentioned Lake of the Ozarks race, Bridge to Dam, and Rock the Parkway were on the same day last year. Now, this year, Flash Dash, North Kansas City, so those who don't know, local race, and the KC Metro Mile, EG3 favorite, fall on the same Saturday. Are you serious? I was only going to go on a Flash Dash. Now, I could pop now, saying that, I could do that and get ready for a mile, but nope. I'd rather just focus on the mile. Now, I could use that. I'm going to talk myself into an idea. Ain't confirmed yet. It's way too early. Well, I say that now. It's going to be here before we know it. But it's slightly early for that. But I could use that as warm-up or not. But you might. But yeah, I tend to be okay on the running on the same day. Now, for the mile, we'll just have to see. We'll just have to see how that all shakes out. Dang, I just talked myself into an idea, because Flash Dash is in the morning, and of course, KC Metro Mile this year, it is on a Saturday night. Woo! Under lights, money on the line, cannot beat that. Of course, I gotta go to work. Now with the schedule change, I gotta go to work the next morning, but hey, I've done that before. It was on a Thursday night, came up here to KC for the first time doing that event, KC Metro Mile I'm talking about. I was hyped up as it is. Did pretty well. Sub 5, by the way. And yeah, traveled back to Manhattan and had to go to work the next morning. Still hyped up. So, we've been there, did that. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I might have talked myself into an idea. Might use that as a little warm up. I don't know. That's it. Now we talked ourselves into an idea. I did not expect to come on this mic this afternoon and talk myself into an idea. Well, I just did. So there you go there. The EG3 Podcast Running Edition. Eddie Greer III here recording this episode, March 28, 2026. And now get to Liberty. Yes. Congratulations to all competitors, runners who did the 5, 10, and half of the Liberty Half Marathon. Now, this is going back several years ago. Did this race for the first time, and it's still been the only time I've been able to do this race, Liberty Half. The elevations of the charts, everything else like that, and I actually paced myself for this, and that might be part of the plan if I do hop into this other half that I haven't done before, and I probably, you know what? No, I'm not going to say it yet. But hills on every turn and whatnot. Yeah, it wasn't too bad, actually. I don't know. I'm more prone. I like going up hills now. Now, maybe not as super, super fast. But, you know, you can't avoid hills unless you go down North Kansas City or somehow or another find flat trails or whatnot around this area. But, yeah, so... First year doing it, and now it was part of a challenge. Honestly, it's not part of the Heartland series anymore. It's now Hospital Hill, and Rock the Parkway. By the way, kicks that off. I want to say Olathe and Hospital Hill, in that order. So the Heartland 39.3 series got a little change up. So Liberty got booted out of that mix because a few years ago when I was looking at new races, but hey. That looks challenging. I'm gonna do that right there. Not knowing, of course, again, it all ties back together. Not knowing that they're gonna be these big ass hills every turn. Like it honestly, I raced with a pack on. I think did I race with a pack? I think I did. I'm not entirely probably sure now. I might have not. I can't remember. I can't remember. I had to flip back. I had to go back on flip through pit photos. See if I did or not. I don't know if I did that or not. Damn it. I don't know. But yeah, we came in under, what was it, sub 130, if I remember that correctly. And this has been the only time I've been able to do it. So, and no, we didn't, obviously didn't do it. This time around, everybody complains about speaking of bipolar weather, things like that. It's 1 year, a couple years, 1 year. I think last year was hot. People were complaining to me about that. shocker there. No shocker there. So have that going on. I believe the winner of that race. Now, let me see if I can pull up the results of that race real quick here. Let me see. I know I did it earlier this morning. I'm gonna go ahead and do that now while I'm talking to y'all right now. Let me see if I can pull the results up right now. Yeah. So it's a one-off here for the race. Let me see here. Half. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, that's what I thought. I did not want to get the time wrong. All right, so yeah, so today, Liberty Half Marathon, winner, 112. Ooh, this was close. Yeah, okay, I didn't realize it was that close. 112.04, and I'm going to continue the theme of not naming names on this podcast except for Reed Buchanan. Shout out Reed Buchanan, KC Smoke. 112.45. Woo! Dead heat, just like, again, Rock the Parkway last year. Battle between vets, young guys / vets, went right down to the wire. And I believe it might go down to the wire again. I don't know, but, well, actually, I will be at the finish line. So I'll be already be done because I just told y'all for the last several episodes I'm doing a 5K. So changing things up this year. Like I said, I could change my injury to the half. Who knows? I don't know. But right now, I'm content with speed right now, and that's where we're going for there. The 10K winner. Actually, no, I skipped over the 5. Well, yeah, let's do the 5. 5K winner, 1828 to a 1952, and then 10K. 3850, 3911. That was a close finish as well. Let me see the 5K. 5K, almost a minute. So the 10K and the half marathon races, the half marathon went down to the wire, and this was second closest this morning in Liberty, Missouri. That I live 15 minutes out from that. So that's like a walkover. That's like a runover there as well. So yeah, there's a lot to be excited about for the next, for the upcoming month for sure. Liberty half marathon in the books, Liberty races in the books now. They used to be in the 39.3 half marathon series, the Heartland series. It ain't this year. They changed it up. I want to say KC Running Company changed it up and added Hospital Hill, which I have not done yet. that's been on my mind. So that's been on my mind. So it's like, I could definitely hop in and half for sure. Marathon, I'm not so sure. being cautious, I'm not gonna just go out there and just and just do that. I talked about that in the past on the show. Other people hop in races and PR like that. That really infuriates me. I'm sorry, that really infuriates me. I'm not trying, there's no shade. You do what you want to, but it's like, what's going on here? But that's why. I'm not doing that. But anyways, but yeah, it's like, huh? I don't know what you just going to hop in races, and then just go ahead with yourself now. All right, I see you. So we'll see what happens. Any upcoming? There we go. Sorry there. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. We got that straightened out here in the show. But yeah, man, yeah. So the Liberty races are in the books. I don't have the calendar pulled up. But for at least this podcast, again, for those of you new to the show, Eddie Gritter III, EG3 podcast, underneath the 3-wide pod with EG3. This used to be a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years, so you should be able to find me wherever you listen to your favorite genre of podcast. But yeah, that's in the books now. Now we wait until Rock the Parkway 5K half marathon goes down in a couple of weeks. Honestly, when this comes out, less than 2 weeks away. So I'm excited to get out there, and we'll see what we got. We'll see what we got for the competition. Again, it all starts over. So it all starts over there. So this is going to be a run of fast races for, again, a.k.a. Fast Eddie. And then we'll have potentially at least one race in May. And then we'll have another in June. Obviously, that's the KC Metro Mile, and potentially I talked myself into potentially a doubleheader at that. So if you want to be Flash Dash on the track in Rockhurst, June 6th is the date. I think I might be wrong. It's the first Saturday of June. So be safe. Let's throw that out there. But yeah, so tune out for that. Yeah, so. I'm going to be stewing on that for a while. There, since I talked myself into that idea, I'm pretty sure maybe another person might be thinking the same thing. We'll see what happens there as well. But yeah, we got some fast stuff going on and potentially a race hopping in the month of May. And it's not official yet. I'm still thinking about that as of now here on March 28, 2026. I know there's Boston coming up. Paris coming up, London coming up on marathon side. Yes, sir, baby, spring, other than this damn weather, bipolar weather, is in full swing. The EG3 podcast, get it, again, wherever this is the podcast, I'm pretty much everywhere now, because I was a NASCAR podcast, and before that, it was, for a few months, just a regular, hold on a second, ooh, Justin Allgaier, he did it again. Oh, baby, Justin Allgaier. Sorry to incorporate a little NASCAR here. Just got notified here. Justin Allgaier yet again wins. He's, speaking of rocking out like Reed Buchanan, shout out again. Another shout out. Justin Allgaier been rocking out in the O'Reilly series. He just won again in Virginia. This is driving with the steering wheel. This is not running. This is driving with the steering wheel, folks. Justin Allgaier winning that race. Again, we'll get caught up next time on the here. We'll get caught with all racing side. on NASCAR side as well. Justin Allgaier's been on a rail to start off the 2026 season there as well. So a little quick breaking news there as I get it here on the end of this episode of the EG3 podcast. But yeah, first year, this podcast was a normal sports podcast. Then I wanted to do something different than anybody else. I want to do a NASCAR podcast because that's my other, I'm a fan. I'm a big, huge fan of NASCAR. So I want to do that and end up doing that for a handful of years. And then just a couple years ago, after my relocation up here to north of the river, Kansas City, decided, you know what? Eddie runs a lot of these races and gets recognized, apparently. So let's just do a dialogue on what he's been doing. So that's what it is lately anyways. So glad you're on board. If you're not on board, you might want to hop on that right now because we got an exciting April coming up. And yes, good question. Yeah, good reminder there. Yes, announcement coming on that big race that I briefly talked about. So there's that. So I'm not mentioning it yet. I did put a reminder the weekend of Rock the Parkway. I will sign up for that race. No matter what, I don't care. I don't care what's going on. We're signing up for that race. We're doing it this year. We're not passing it up. We're not saying, you know what? Being cold, having cold feet. Not doing that. We're gonna dig. We're gonna dig down. So I'll tell you this right now, up front. KC Metro Mile will be the last speed race for a while. That's for a while there. And then I'm sort of building up to that build for later on this year. So that I'm slowly but sure I'm inconsistent with the mileage. I know it's not really what I'm accustomed to. This 40 to 45 miles per. I'm blessed to be still running. But out of everything I've been through the last 6 months, hey, I'm blessed to be still running. I am thankful for that. You know, so I've been really consistent with the mileage. It's not the usual 60 to 70, at least not yet. But, so I've been hanging around 40 for the first part of the year, 40 to 45. But that's going to go up very, very slow. That's very slowly. Yeah, very slowly. So that's another clue right there as well. So that's just an update there on the mileage. But yes, very reluctant. Despite all, again, what I've been through and even the nagging little aches and pains, still able to go out there and just be consistent with it, right? So that's a key. You want to have success, what you're doing, whether getting ready for this Rock the Parkway half marathon, you want eyes on a PR, certain sub 125, one sub 130, whatever it is, sub 120, even try to win the race. You gotta set your feet forward, do what you gotta do, hey, and handle business come game day or race day, whatever you want to call it there as well. It's gonna be a game day, race day, in 2 Saturdays from now. When this episode goes out this week, it'll be less than that for RTP. We're coming back, baby, in 2026. The EG3 podcast again. Find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there as well. We'll continue to rock with y'all here as we get into 2020. We're already into 2026 as we move forward to the month of April. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. We have crossed the finish line on another episode here on the EG3 podcast, folks. Appreciate y'all. I gotta roll out of here before I be late. So there's that. Appreciate y'all, everybody. Can't thank y'all enough. I'm just stunned at you guys continuing to listen to the show. Make sure you tell a friend. If your friend knows the host of the show, you ask me, Eddie Greer III. Definitely pass that information along. I've told a few other people about the show that it was like, oh, I gotta check this out. Like, all right, yep, I do a podcast. Yeah, I told somebody else yesterday briefly about it. So yeah, go check it out. Yeah, tell your friends about it. Yeah, we're gonna be coming at you. Oh, we'll definitely have a postcast on what will go down in RTP 5K in a couple of weeks. This is Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, everybody. This has been another edition of the EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all real soon.